What is happening, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Peak Nutrition Podcast. I hope you're all well. Personally, I am very excited at the minute because at the time of recording, it's 2 weeks today till I head off to Bali and then back home for a few months. So that is very exciting slash nerve-wracking because I still need to sort the house out, sell my car, sell a load of other bits and pack. So yeah, we've got an action-packed few weeks. Anyway, today we are talking about how to weigh yourself properly. Now, this has been inspired because I see so many people doing it wrong. The main example of this is when you walk in the gym and you see people just strolling off the street, jumping on the scales, and then you can see them like visibly happy or sad, depending on what that measurement says. And there's so many things wrong with this. You're coming in at random times of the day, so you'll have had different amounts of food and drink, got different clothes on, like everything's all over the place. There's no standardization of it whatsoever. So I wanted to give you a few tips on exactly how you should be doing it. Just as a bit of a preface, not everyone should or needs to be weighing themselves regularly. If you've got any kind of issues around like body image, if that number gives you undue stress or upsets you, you'd be best avoiding it. Equally, if it's just not relevant for your goals, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to be weighing yourself. But now we've got that out of the way, here are four tips to ensure that you weigh yourself properly. So the first one is timing. You want to be doing it first thing in the morning, after you've been to the toilet, but before you've eaten or drunk anything. Because as soon as you've put anything in your mouth, then it's going to be really skewing those results depending on the weight of whatever you've consumed. So yeah, like I say, do it before you've eaten or drunk anything. Obviously going to the toilet will affect things. So if we can clear everything out, that just standardizes it as best as possible. The next step, which follows on from this, so tip number two is clothing. We want to be wearing as little as practically possible. Now, I'm not going to be responsible for whatever happens if you get naked, so we've got that little buffer by saying as little as practically possible. But yeah, the less clothes you can be wearing, the better, because again, clothes are going to skew the results. Hence why people coming off the street in the gym wearing a hoodie sometimes and wearing just like active wear the next time just really makes their results redundant. Step number three is the location. Ideally, we want to be using the same scales in the same spot. Scales differ slightly, probably not enough to worry about, but you know, if we can really optimize it, using the same scales would be great. But the surface you're doing it on is probably more important. So we want it to be on something really hard that doesn't give. As soon as there's any give on the floor, that's really going to affect the results. So we want to make sure it's something really hard, like bathroom tiles or like a solid floor. I'm no flooring expert, so whatever, but something really solid and it's got no give. And if you can, have it in the same spot, just so that there's no like variations in like angles or anything like that, and it just gives you the most precise result possible. Then finally, we want to use some repetition. One result could be massively influenced by how much you've eaten and drunk the day before, hormones, whether you've exercised. Typically, we see a normal fluctuation of 1 to 3 kilos day to day. So we always want to take a few consecutive days and then work off an average from that, because then we just get a much fairer picture of where you're at and we can compare over time, as opposed to just these one-off days, which could be really influenced by all those other factors that I've mentioned. I hope that clears things up and you can get much more consistent with the weighing process. So just to summarize, we want it to be the same time every day, minimal clothing, same spot, and repeat for a number of days to get an average. Like I said, it's not essential. You don't have to be doing it. But if we are going to be doing it, we want to be doing it right. And if you are ready to take the guesswork out, your nutrition, your fitness, please do get in touch and we can have a little chat, see if I can help you achieve your goals and just see if we're a good fit. If you wanted to claim your free discovery call, reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Peak Nutrition Coaching. And if you've got any questions, please hit me up. Speak soon. Peace.